Welcome to another edition of Geekly Inc. Random Encounters, Kids on Bike Edition. I am Matthew Morris. I'll be your game master. And before I introduce the rest of the players, I'm going to read a 5-star review off of iTunes. This one comes from The Holy Camel. They say, pretty good. I like it. 5 stars. With me today, I have Josh Scalf.
Hi, everybody.
Michael DeMauro.
Hey, kids.
Carly Shields.
Isolation something something.
Featuring Howard Tarpley.
Hello, fellow adults.
With special guest, Matt Sperlin.
Hello.
Guys, we're playing Kids on Bikes. This is our 4th episode in this ongoing series that will never end because we all want to go back to a time that was just easier.
The time when all you had to worry about were tartar sauce accidents.
Yeah.
Never forget the tartar sauce incident of 1979. Guys, for an adversity point, who wants to tell me what happened last time on Kids on Bikes?
I'm not going to lie, I don't remember.
That was a long time ago.
Oh man, it was wild.
It was like 3 weeks ago.
I played on a jungle gym. I met a nice girl playing pinball and stopped 2 hooligans from sneaking into the movie theater.
We did it still, to be fair, and we got cigarette tobacco.
Okay, so they... All right, you guys did a bad job. Not gonna lie, that was bad. So most of the gang went to the movie theater, the drive-in movie theater, with the intent of watching a movie. Michael, let me pull up character names because boy howdy,
Watson.
It hasn't been that long, but it's been a while. So Josh, who plays Julie Jules Marigold, went with her brother, whose name is.
Shit. Oh, no.
Shit, I don't know where my notes are.
My little brother, Thomas.
Thomas, thank you. And Michael, who plays Watson, last name unknown.
Watson.
Brought Carly, Samantha Sammy Gaines, with him as his young ward slash as the babysitter to go see the movies. However, they ended up just going, driving into the movie theater and parking and going into Jules's car. Meanwhile, Matt, who plays Dunty, I'll never forgive you for that, and Howard, who plays Carl, snuck into the drive-in movie theater with a bunch of snacks that they brought from the Save-A-Lots. And Carl, decided to break open a cigarette in Michael slash Watson's car. At the movie theater, you were going to see a double feature. The double feature was Dick Tracy and The Blob, of all things. You got through Dick Tracy, and after the movie, Sammy brought Thomas to go use the restroom at the concession stand, where she ran into a mysterious who was playing pinball. When approached by Sammy, this person, I don't know if he got their name, said that they lived in the lighthouse.
I think I did get their name.
Their name was Deborah.
No, I didn't, but I got it now.
Well, congratulations. So we're going to open up, not in the story, but if all of the players can open up the Google Doc and scroll to the very last character, congratulations. You have been introduced to the Powered Kid. I've provided some details here for you, including the character's first name, age, their strengths, flaws, a little bit of dice, as well as personality traits and relationship goals. The nice thing, or the interesting thing about Kids on Bikes, is once you get introduced to this power character, this powered kid in this case, I don't really control what the character does. You guys do.
Interesting.
So each one of you has been assigned either a personality trait or a relationship to the group. At any point, one of the players can invoke one of those personality traits or relationships, and from there, the person to whom I have assigned that trait will take over the scene and describe what the player, the powered kid, does. In addition to that, I have filled out 2 of the dice pools, one for fight, which for Deborah is a D20, I'm sorry, flight, and one for brains, which is a D4. As we play, you, the players, will decide where the rest of the dice will go. So that'll be a D6, a D8, and a D12.
Okay.
Finally, because this is the powered kid, this person has powers, which you use psychic energy tokens, which this person has 7, to invoke. Now, Right now, only one power has been assigned, and that is the ability to control technology telepathically, and that has been assigned to Carly since she was the one who first interacted with this character. As we continue to learn more about this character, I will unveil more of those psychic powers, and everyone will eventually have one that they can control.
So when a situation arises that we want to use one of these traits or factors, so like if I'm in a situation where I feel like we need more information, I can kind of invoke the powered character, just start asking a bunch of questions and just like, I don't know.
Exactly. Okay. So let's go. Let's start with just because we're I have them just listed in order here. We're starting with the personality traits. Matt, which trait do you have?
I have thinks they are being pursued by an evil supernatural force or shadowy organization.
All right. Howard.
Scared of bright lights.
Michael.
Naive.
Carly.
Believes the entire group has a special destiny, but only together.
Finally, Josh.
Asks a lot of questions.
So like I said, any player or even I can invoke one of those traits. And then that player who has been assigned that trait will take over the narration. And for as much of it as I can provide to you, I'll give you some prompts or provide some specifically for the asks a lot of questions. I'll as the story goes, I will answer those for you. Additionally, all the strengths are the ones listed in the book as well. And the flaws are kind of open to interpretation as we see fit.
Okay.
So now that we've done that, let's pick back up with Sammy and Thomas in the concession stand. Sammy, you have just met this character, and I guess you got their name as Deborah. And all you know about them right now is that they have lived in the lighthouse.
So if you can't actually leave the lighthouse, what are you doing here?
Well, I mean, I've just been there so long, and I found an opportunity and I left, and I mean, I used to come here with my dad all the time, and so I just kind of felt safe here.
Do you live in the lighthouse with your dad?
Oh, no, I haven't seen my dad in a long time. There's people that have been keeping me there, and now I'm, you know, now that I'm out, I don't really know what to do. It's just, you're the first person who's talked to me. Very exciting.
Wait, what do you mean are you under duress? Are you being kidnapped? Do I need to call an adult?
I'm gonna roll a brains on this one. Okay, so it's a 4. Well, I mean, it's been so long. I don't know. Take care of me. It's just that, you know, I wanted to see what was going on. Don't tell me you're mad at me.
As you can see, not much.
I don't know about you, but I mean, this pinball machine's pretty neat. I hadn't seen this one when last time I was out.
Yeah, this one's pretty good. Like, I'm not gonna brag, but I did get the high score on it. I mean, I was only the second person to play it, and then it got erased pretty fast. But that's something. Wait, so are you watching the movie?
Oh, well, I mean, no. I just kind of snuck in and been hanging out in here.
Wait, you snuck in? Well, that's unlawful.
Don't be mad at me.
Well, it's this is a gray area that I don't know how to deal with.
what does Deborah look like?
She's wearing cheap jeans, shoes, and a hoodie. She's only one wearing sunglasses around for some reason. She's got platinum blonde hair and is long and frizzy. And while she looks clean, hygienically speaking, everything that she's wearing looks cheap and outdated.
I mean, I don't think that Sammy would notice that kind of thing at all, because she's probably much in the same boat. Okay, well, fine. I won't tell anyone, but you're going to have to come play with me.
Play what?
I don't know. Let's go and ask Thomas. It's his birthday, so maybe he should decide.
Thomas is right there. Jules, what is Thomas like?
Thomas is kind of a small, skinny, frail kid. Like a stiff breeze could kind of blow him over.
Gross.
Definitely has the bowl cut style hair. It looks like it was actually cut with a bowl placed on his head. We don't make a lot of money, so you know, we do what we can to get by. But yeah, kind of cheap jeans. Maybe he's got like he's wearing like a polo that he has tucked into his jeans all. you know, that era style. Proper. Yeah, he looks a little bit proper.
But no belt.
No belt. Absolutely not. No. He lost it. Yeah, he lost it at school. We don't know how it happened, but it's gone, and we don't really see the need to get him another. So,
yeah, probably a coat because it's still kind of cool.
Yeah.
Thomas, it's your birthday. What do you want to play?
I kind of want to try the pinball.
I look at Deborah.
Yeah. Okay.
Let me get a quarter. She says. She goes over to Watson.
Deborah does does a little bit of a Fonz thing where she kind of just like knocks the side of the machine and it says it's got 5 credits in it now.
What? Did you just have those sitting in there?
Oh, it's you know, I just kind of wanted to play the game, and when I touch it, then it lets me play it.
I don't know if I understand that, but as long as you're not stealing...
I'm not taking anything.
All right, checks out with me, Thomas.
Hey, Matthew, could you refresh my memory where the other 4 of us are? Are we like in the concessions area, or were we outside yelling at Dunty and Carl because they were like throwing cigarettes in Watson's car? I don't remember if we resolved that last time.
If I remember, you had confronted them. And Watson was totally cool with the prank because he's an idiot.
Hey.
Sorry, he secretly likes Carl and Dunty, so he was cool with it.
And we were offering him the magazine that Dunty puts out.
Oh, yes, the zine.
The wrestling zine.
He openly, in public, asked for that secret rag.
Dunty, Carl, go home. Just, what are you doing here?
Like I said, we were dropping off the zine.
And Watson, you're cool with them just grinding cigarettes into your car seat?
I mean, I don't, it's, you know, buds like goof around and stuff and like, and, you know, they razz each other. I think that's, you're just razzing me, right, Carl?
Yeah, Carl, you're just razzing him.
Sure, yeah. So
buds?
Yeah, razzing him.
Oh,
He nudges Dunty.
Yeah, just... It's just a razz.
I'm gonna make you guys roll something.
Okay.
Dunty and Carl, can you roll me a charm? And Jules, can you roll me a grit?
Ooh. I rolled a 1 on my D20.
Yes! I rolled a 4.
I rolled a 3.
So, Jules, give yourself an adversity token, and you absolutely believe in your heart of hearts that these very sketchy boys came to give their best friend, Watson, a magazine. You don't know what it is. You know they came to give it to him. You know it was very important to Watson. And because Watson has been hanging out with you and he seems chill, you're all for it and don't really think much of it.
Okay. I mean, I guess it seems weird, but if y'all are just goofing, I guess... I don't understand games guys play. This is dumb. I'm going to go get some popcorn. You guys do whatever it is you're doing here. And Jules walks off to the concession area.
All right, guys who are outside, what you guys want to do anything else?
Carl looks at Dunty and he like whispers, I can't believe that fucking word. I can't believe she believed it.
I know, right?
And you're saying this in front of Watson.
I'm pretty sure Watson knows they didn't come for that.
Yeah, that was like funny and stuff, but I have had to get my card detailed like 4 times. So, you know, if you could cool it, that'd be real chill.
Oh, it's the first time we're hearing about it. So, I mean, you never said anything. So we thought you just enjoyed it. I thought you liked the smell.
You guys. You guys are cool.
Jules, you walk into the concession stand, and yeah, there's a little bit of a line now. Most people have used the bathroom at this point, but you definitely see your little brother playing pinball with Sammy there and some girl you've never met before.
Oh, hey. Nice to meet you. Are you a friend of Sammy's? Sammy's is a friend? I don't think I've seen you around town.
Yeah. This is Deborah. She's cool. And then she goes back to watching Thomas play pinball.
No one's ever said I was cool before. I mean, people don't really talk to me much. I'm Deborah, and I guess this is Sammy.
Oh, well, it's very nice to meet you, I guess.
Hi. What's your name?
Oh, my name's Jules, and this is my little brother, Thomas.
Oh, we met. Well, Thomas and I met. I didn't meet you. Now I've met you. Hi, Jules.
Well, hello. Did you...
You're pretty.
Well, thanks. Did you comp for Thomas to pay? You didn't have to do that. I didn't send him with any money. Sammy, did you?
Oh, no. Deborah had some credits. She doesn't understand what's going on.
Oh, okay. Well, cool. Thank you so much. It is his birthday. We really appreciate that, so.
Did you get him a cake?
Well, he's not supposed to know that yet. Well, it's not here.
Can I have some? Sorry, I haven't had cake in a long time. It's been a long time.
What if, I imagine, like, you get a discount at the grocery store, and it's like, you got a pack of ding-dongs or something and put a candle in it.
She takes like the day-old like muffins or something.
But yeah, I mean, when it's the cake's not here, though. We have something for him at home, you know? Just keep it on the down, you know? Just keep it quiet, though. It's supposed to be a surprise.
Oh, well, you know, it's okay. I didn't need any cake anyway. I haven't really eaten much today. I've been out.
I was going to get some popcorn, I guess. Do you want some popcorn?
I love popcorn.
Okay.
I haven't had it in a while.
Okay. Cool.
They'd still put like the butter on it?
Yes, that's pretty standard. Yeah.
At this point, Deborah kind of like she gets starts like bouncing on her toe like on the end of her feet and like clapping a little bit excitedly.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'll get some popcorn. Hey, Thomas, how about you come over to the concession stand with me and help me pick out a candy bar that you want? Yeah, and Jules is kind of like trying to guide Thomas away from Deborah.
No, I still have one ball left.
Okay, well,
it promptly falls down the center.
Would you look at that? I'm sorry about that, bud. Well, come with me, let's pick out a candy bar for you, huh? Yeah, okay. Jules is probably not hiding it's a role, but she's probably visibly uneasy at this whole situation. Because, I mean, Jules works at the Save Lots. Like, she knows probably most people in town, or has at least seen most of them, and someone that she's not seen before.
Oh, yeah.
And is acting a little bit strange probably would have Jules pretty unnerved at the moment, so... Yeah, definitely probably visibly uncomfortable with this whole shtick. So
Word.
Let's pop back outside real quick. So for Dunty, Watson, and Carl, you're outside. They kind of do the whole theater thing where they like dim the lights and then bring them back up, dim them, bring them back up. It's kind of like, you know, it's the like the 5-minute warning to get back in your cars for the next movie.
All right, well, I'm gonna grab some popcorn. Do you guys like want anything, or just want to talk about wrestling, or what's up? I read your zine. I'm the only one who reads your zine. You have to make 3 copies.
Can you get me some sour gummies?
Those don't exist yet.
What? How dare you? Is it? Here's the question I will ask based on the book. Is it feasible that gummy candy would exist in this time?
Yes, gummy candies definitely exist.
They've existed forever.
Sour gummies.
Or am I
different.
Wrong? Am I wrong? And Watson's trying to gaslight them.
No, Watson is not trying to gaslight anyone.
Watson is probably the nicest of all of us.
There's this sick pinball machine in there. I have the high score on it.
So it turns out Watson was the first one to play it, and then Sammy was the second one to play it, and she just beat his high score.
And I destroyed him.
There you go.
Yeah, if you go in, you see Sammy's playing the pinball machine. They have like a little like milk box crate kind of thing that she's standing on so that she can actually see and hit the they call them the flappers? The flippers, the little toggle,
the doodads.
Yeah, the flippers, yeah. Like a fish.
I imagine we see Watson coming in at this point, and Jules kind of flags him over really quick as like she sees him walk in.
Yeah.
Hey, Watson, hey.
Watson ignores three girls on his way over. We're trying to get his attention.
He Heisman's one of them.
Hey, Jules, what's up? Did you want some popcorn, or I guess you're already holding popcorn?
Yeah, I'm. Yeah, we're good here. Question: Do you know that girl over there by Sammy at the pinball machine?
She's taken over, and she's like giving quote unquote giving Deborah tips.
The hot strats.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen her before.
I mean,
man, look at those jeans.
Yeah, okay, well, Sammy is saying something about how they're like really good friends, and I've never seen her around town, and I mean, she's talking really weird. Like, I don't know, I just got this weird feeling when...
Sammy's a ding-dong.
Okay.
She probably met her like 3 minutes ago.
Okay, fair. I guess, but I don't know. Do you think she should, you know, be hanging out with this girl over there? Like,
well, where are her parents?
I don't know. What? She's just over there, and she was given Sammy and Thomas free credits to play the game. Like, that, I don't know. That seems a little weird. And she was saying all kinds of strange things and asking if we had cake we can give her and we can give her food, and
that is weird.
Yeah.
Hey, Dante, this sounds like one of your conspiracies. She sounds like one of those weird people you talk about all the time.
What?
Yeah, she is definitely a reptilian.
What if she's one of those aliens?
I don't know. Do you think there'd really be an alien here?
Okay. Carl, Dante, I said she was strange. I didn't say she was an alien. She just said a couple of weird things.
Yeah, I'm not saying she's an alien, but reptilian.
What is a reptilian?
See, they live here on the Earth, but underground.
He's going to get started. This is great. You should listen to this. And I walk away.
They're secretly controlling the world. You can recognize them by their pale skin, green eyes, and usually red hair.
Wait, did you like bring out like a copy of like Weekly World News or National Enquirer or whatever for this?
No, I have listened to just way too much Coast to Coast AM.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, okay, that's very interesting, Dante. I think you've missed the mark on that, because platinum hair. I mean, maybe she has green eyes. It could just be a coincidence, though. And by the looks of it, no scales.
She's wearing sunglasses. You can't tell what color her eyes are.
Matthew, I swear to fucking God, if she's a reptilian.
It's weird.
At this point, the lights outside in the parking lot, or the drive-in, start to dim, and you start seeing the opening credits of the old Blob start.
Guys, I've done a lot of babysitting. I'm not proud of it, but like, the number one rule is just ask their parents.
What?
So you just gotta find this kid's parents.
Well, since the parents aren't here, we should ask her.
They've got to be here, right? Why wouldn't the parents be
here? Well, she's like a teenager, right? Like about our age, Matthew?
Of all of you, she looks older than any of you.
Oh, really? Okay.
But you would assume she's older than any of you, but certainly does not act it.
Okay, I was imagining her as a child.
You would say she acts maybe as old as Sammy is.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, that's why I was kind of getting such that weird vibe, because I was under the understanding she was at least a teenager acting kind of childish, so.
Definitely a teenager, definitely okay. Acting childish, but older than any of you.
Got it. I don't know if she's here with her parents at all. I mean, she looks like she's our age or even older.
You know, I just looked at her again, and I take back everything I said.
Well, see, she's probably not here with her parents. Dunty, you should go ask her. You know, try to ease in the reptilian stuff. You don't go straight for it. He's kind of pushing Dunty. Go. This could be your one chance.
You hear Sam in the background like, and then if you get it right into the wormhole, you get like 5 times the points.
And Carl's still at the concession stand just ordering snacks for himself.
Didn't you bring snacks?
I did. I'm pretty sure we ate them all, or we left them.
Oh my god.
I'm not sure.
Such teens.
We had pranks.
Oh.
Dunty walks up to Deborah.
She is enraptured by Sammy's playing of this pinball machine.
As soon as Sammy loses a game, I tap Deborah on the shoulder.
All right. Sammy, can you give me a roll for, let's call it, what's a good skill for playing pinball?
Dexterity.
That doesn't exist.
Fight.
Yeah, fight. Fight or grit.
Go ahead, Sammy. Roll me a fight.
It wouldn't be grit?
Maybe.
Grit would be strats. Fight would be the actual dexterity of
pinball. Could it be flight?
It could be,
because she has a higher flight, but at the same time,
flight is very specific to like actually trying to get away from something.
I was gonna say it was just random events.
Two.
Yeah, you try to do one of those things where you try to like hold the ball in the crook of the flipper and like the side, and when you try to roll it off to knock it back up, it just falls right down the middle after like a few seconds. There was like, oh, you were so close.
I was, wasn't I? Kid confidence.
Yeah. Kidfidence.
Kidfidence.
All right. Dunty, you see your opening.
Yeah, Dunty taps Deborah on the shoulder.
All right. I'm going to do this. Matt, I'm going to invoke the thinks they are being pursued by an evil supernatural force or shadowy organization. How would someone who believes that react to being tapped suddenly on the shoulder?
They would immediately be suspicious. Even more so with the question I was about to ask.
Okay. So we'll say she's surprised. Ask away.
Hey, so I don't mean this in like an offensive way, because like, I think it'd be really cool if you are, but I just wanted to know, are you a reptilian?
Can I invoke that relationship thing that I have for her and kind of steer this?
Yes. So for the purpose of this, you would now be either narrating the scene as playing the character of Deborah or just explaining what happens.
Okay. A reptilian? What is that supposed to mean? Who are you? Is that some kind of code? Who are you?
Well, my name
Who are you?
Whoa! Wait, what? Why are you guys... She's like... Fine!
I don't know who this is. He just came up and touched me on the shoulder, and he's asking if I'm some reptilian. It's some kind of... Who are you? And, like, she's screaming at this point. Like, she's... people in this room are now, like, staring at us in this concession stand.
At this point, it's, like, you guys and somebody operating the concession stand who's just kind of, like... A soda jerk is, like, looking at you guys.
Yeah, the soda jerk behind the counter is just kind of staring over the corner of his magazine that he's reading.
And Carl is just looking on with excitement.
Sammy's like, she recognizes when an event is starting to escalate, and she, because she's studied this, and like she's probably heard her dad talk, you know, in the other room while she's been hiding, listening. So she's going to grab Deborah's hand and just be like, you're all lame, she says, and essentially drags Deborah out.
The entire time she's being dragged out, by the way, Deborah's still screaming, who are you? What is a reptilian? Who are you? Who sent you?
I'm Dunty.
Deborah, can I call you Debbie? Those guys are kind of jerks. They just, like, dumped a bunch of garbage in Watson's car for no reason. And they also snuck in. Okay, but you snuck in, so I guess I can't really hold that against them. But, like, they're just kind of weird.
Are you sure?
You've taken Sammy outside, right?
Deborah,
sorry, you are Sammy.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, you take her outside, and Sammy, can you roll a brains, please?
How does a four do you?
A four is good enough. So you notice as you walk outside into the dark, something else that is different about Deborah. You notice that she is able to radiate light from her body. Congratulations, Howard. That is the power you have control over. And you notice that in her frustration, perhaps, that she's when people say like they have a glow about them.
She's glowing.
That's nothing. She's kind of like. You can tell that there is actual light cover. It's pretty dim.
Okay.
But at the same time, given like the ambient atmosphere, it shows. It's not just like the reflection of the screen hitting her.
So Sammy drops her hand right away and like takes a step right in front of her. Is like, what? How are you doing that?
I'm just so frustrated. I didn't expect for this to happen. I hope you're not mad.
What? But are you like, do you like have lights on you? Do you, are you wearing glow-in-the-dark makeup?
No, I just, this is what I do.
I don't know how to respond to that.
When
it's kind of neat.
I mean, when I said I lived in the lighthouse, I mean, this is what I do.
Lighthouse. I knew something was weird about that place. Do they dump radioactive materials in the bottom of... Oh, boy. She says that she starts getting real excited.
I mean, they give me comics every now and again, but I don't...
Who are they? Are they, like, super secret scientists that are performing weird experiments on you to make a new race of glowing people?
No, they're people, but, like, they keep me there, and I don't really like it, and they make me stand up in the lighthouse at night.
What? That's super weird.
You're weird.
What? No, I'm not. I'm normal. I didn't say you were weird. I said that is weird.
You're weird.
That's mean.
You're being mean to me first, and... At this point, Deborah just kind of starts walking off.
Fine, whatever, I don't care, she says, yelling at her back and stomping off towards Watson.
All right, you go back inside.
She's 11!
Yeah, back inside, what are you guys doing?
Oh, well, that was weird. Go back and watch the movie.
For Jules, you just watched Dunty walk up to this strange girl. And you don't know what he said, but this girl who calls herself Deborah started yelling at him and was then pulled out by Sammy in a huff.
Carl's going to walk up to Dunty and he's going to put his hand on his shoulder and go, "How many is that now?"
Oh my God. What the hell is wrong with both of you? What just happened?
She's obviously a reptilian.
Shut up, Carl.
Why would she run away?
If she wasn't a reptilian, why would she run away?
Okay, you know what? Maybe, Thomas, you know, maybe it's getting a bit late. How about we get you home and let's get you some cake? This is officially a bit too weird for me.
We still gotta watch the Blob, though. Come on.
Good night, Carl. Good night, Dunty. Watson, maybe you should go check on Sammy, because even more now, I don't think it's a good idea for her to be around that woman.
At this point, Sammy comes back into the concessions area.
She got, like, red face, and she's huffing. And she huffs right up to Watson.
Oh, God, what? Who is your friend?
I don't know. She started glowing, and then she said I was weird, so whatever. I don't even care.
She started glowing?
Yeah, back up to that part. She started glowing? What?
Carl's knocking the crap out of Dunty, like...
Yeah, she started glowing, and then she said I was weird. She's, like, really mean.
You are weird.
You... Yeah, but when you say it, you mean it in a good way. I think she may have meant it in a bad way.
Carl's on the ground laughing so hard. He can't control it.
He's one rude dude.
Okay... Slow down for a second, Sammy. Slow down.
What?
She was glowing.
Yeah?
She was just yelling at Dunty a second ago.
Uh-huh.
And what did she say to you? She called you weird? Did she say anything else? Like,
she lives in the lighthouse, and she has to stand up at night.
What?
What?
You're getting a 10-year-old's recount of this conversation.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh, she must be some kind of alien, then.
But, like, I don't even care.
At this point, I'm going to invoke the relationship believes the entire group has a special destiny, but only together.
Okay.
Okay.
Carly, Deborah is outside. She has just walked away from the only person who's really given her, like, the time of day since she was able to get out of the lighthouse.
She's walking away, like, and she's upset. She probably has, like, tears in her eyes because everything is going wrong. And... she starts to get, like, real misty, and then looks back to see the silhouettes of the group kind of standing in the entrance of the snack bar, and feels, like, a weird kind of drop in her stomach, and she knows intuitively, if she walks away, she's going to be leaving something important behind. So she kind of, like, calms herself down and takes a big old breath and then hopefully stops glowing.
She definitely gets to the point where, you know, a young child has just had a tantrum and has just gotten themselves under control. They're still kind of, they're still doing a little bit of the hyperventilating. Like, their face is still red, in her case, maybe a little bit more so than normal.
Yeah.
And, but like, together enough that they can control their motor functions.
So essentially she wants to reach into her pocket and pull out, maybe she's got like some of her precious objects in there that she left the lighthouse that she won't, you know, leave without. Maybe she's got like a six-sided die. Maybe she's got like a special, like one of those pressed pennies that someone get, like one of those guys, one of the guys that takes care of her.
I like the idea that really the connection she has to her childhood is maybe a trip that she took when she was young, and when she was there, she got a pressed penny.
Okay.
We'll say she went somewhere exotic for rural Maine, and she went to Boston.
Okay.
Her parents took her to Boston to go see a baseball game, and she got a pressed penny when she went to see the incredibly terrible losing streak, Boston Red Sox losing streak. There we go. Play against a team that is also bad. I'll just say the Detroit Tigers. I don't know how they were in this year.
They're probably bad.
And so she roots around in her pocket a little bit more and finds a now and later that she was saving, and she decides that she's gonna go apologize to Sammy and give her a candy.
All right,
back in the concession stand.
Our heroes are standing there. Sammy's in a huff. Carl's rolling on the floor laughing out loud. I wish there was like an acronym for that or something. Watson's naive. Dunty's taking notes, and we'll say Jules is just ashamed. Or maybe pities people, everyone.
Probably frustration.
Sammy is standing on the other side of Watson to make sure that she's not really near Carl.
Okay.
At this point, the mysterious Deborah walks back in, clearly not glowing, but looks frustrated.
look, it's the human glow stick.
It's not funny.
Hey guys, Corey Hart's back. You get it? Like that new song that just came out? No, anyone? No. Wear my sunglasses at night?
Nope, we don't recognize that one.
It's new, it's the newest... It's a news hit.
Carl just ignores him.
Sammy is still sniffing herself, and she's like, what do you want?
Deborah walks up to Sammy and gets low and at full arm's length presents the now and later to Sammy. I'm sorry.
Sammy sniffs and then takes the now and later and is like, you had me at candy.
Question. This is like what? Wait, we said this is like what? 1986, or was this earlier?
83.
At that year, was the scare of like accepting Halloween candy from a stranger a thing back then?
Well, hey, how about you guys say whether or not it is? I do think it was later, but you can say if it is or is not.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was the 90s.
No,
it was late 90s.
It was definitely in the 80s.
I was gonna say, like, if this stranger that just yelled at Sammy and is acting very strange offering her candy, that is setting off like every red flag that Jules has as a caretaker.
So Jules, you have the strength of protective.
Yeah.
And what I would say is instinctively you would want to just hit Deborah's hand and knock the candy out.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, like, everything about this situation is just progressively getting weirder. So, yeah, Jules is like, no, Sammy, don't take that.
Good call, Jules. She could be trying to turn her into one of them.
Ow! Why would you do that? What? Everyone is being very rude to me, and I'm not having a good day.
That candy?
Sammy, honey.
Could have turned her into a glow stick.
Carl!
Sammy's already bent down to pick it up.
Sammy, honey, don't eat that. Step back. Deborah?
She's slowly unwrapping it. She pops it in her mouth.
Sammy's like run to the other side of the room and like when you feed like a wild dog. Animal, run to the other side, unwraps it, like staring at the rest of the group, hunched over, and puts it in her mouth.
Hold on, Jules. Hold on. I want to see this happen.
Jules, you can't put a razor blade in a now and later. It's fine.
Oh my God. Watson, really?
What if it turns into a glow stick? We have two of them.
Come on.
Sammy eats the candy.
No. Hold on. If it's poison, it's fine. We can take her to the hospital. She'll be fine.
Nothing about that is fine, Carl.
Poison?
We can get there. Y'all have cars.
Good news, guys. It's fine and it's good. She says, and she's like, mom.
Sammy is like now walking back. She like dropped the wrapper on the ground. It's now stuck to her shoe.
Uh-huh. And she looks at Deborah and she's like, okay, you're cool again.
Nothing about this is cool, Sammy.
Deborah, where are you from?
I'm from here. Oh, I mean, I grew up here and I've been over at the lighthouse for a long time, but
what is our high school called?
Yeah, it's Portsmouth High.
You don't go to Portsmouth High, how we would know you?
Oh no, I barely made it into Portstown Junior.
What?
Okay.
Did you say you have been in the lighthouse?
Yeah, that's where I live. Well, I mean, that's where I lived until I got out today, and now I don't want to go back.
You got out?
Yeah.
Elaborate a little more.
I mean, it's not the first time. I mean, they don't want me to leave. I mean, they say it's important that I stay there, but at the same time, like, I want to get out. I want to see things.
To
play pinball.
At this point, Carl is losing it. He's like slapping the back of Dunty. You need to ask more questions.
To all of us, we all would think just based on the, like, I guess the rumors around town that the lighthouse is abandoned, right? As far as we know?
No. So it is an operating lighthouse.
Okay.
And in the news, all you heard was that that sometime the night before or overnight, like, it wasn't working anymore and they were trying to fix it.
Oh, Carl's shaking Dunty. Just... This is your jam!
Carl, why are you so aggressive right now?
Who is they? Who is they don't want you to leave?
I mean, they're nice. There's like Carla and John and like all the, I mean, they're old people mostly, but they just, you know, they take care of me, they feed me. It's just that I get so bored and lonely. And you're like the first kids I've talked to in... And she, like, takes out her hands and starts counting on her fingers. At least 4 years.
Okay.
Deborah, why has it been 4 years?
Ask questions.
Are you sure you haven't been abducted?
I don't know what that means.
Do we need to take you to speak to some authorities about this? Like...
No, if you take me there, they're gonna put me back.
Carl is smoking a cigarette. He's actually smoking it.
Inside. Well, I guess, yeah, it's the 80s. You can do that.
Yeah, it's fine. He's just losing his shit.
Cigarettes were good for you back then.
Now that's weird.
Okay, Deborah, you don't leave. Watson, as the only other one in the room that I can talk to about this right now, can we talk over here for a second?
No. Look, Dunty knows. Dunty knows stuff about this. Dunty.
Yeah. I mean, Deborah, where will they take you?
Well, they keep me in the lighthouse.
Do they take you back there when you get in trouble?
Well, I'm not supposed to leave. She just starts kind of like fidgeting with her hands.
Should we get Sammy's dad?
Who's Sammy's dad?
Oh, he's the chief of police. He is like the most important person in this town.
I'm invoking that they think they're being pursued by an evil supernatural force or shadowy organization.
Can I roll to say that they were the light at the lighthouse?
You may roll a...
D8 for brains?
Grit.
Oh, grit. Oh, even better.
Oh, no, brains is definitely more appropriate.
Yeah, because grit's 20. I want to screw this up for somehow.
That would be better.
I got a 7.
A 7. So you've heard, based on what you've heard, you definitely believe that that is the case.
Dunty, Dunty, I have a new conspiracy for you. Hear me out. What if the human glow stick over there is the light at the lighthouse? That's why it's not lit up.
That makes sense.
He lights another cigarette.
I didn't know reptilians could do that.
Well, wait, are you saying that so she can hear?
I'm just shouting it.
She kind of... Well, all right, here's what's going to happen. First, I'm going to copy another power. And I'm going to add that to the character sheet. Congratulations, Matt. You get this one. This one is, as I paste it, able to move faster than sight for short bursts. As soon as Carl says that, Deborah, in a flash, is in front of him, covering his mouth with her hand. And she goes, shh, don't tell everybody.
Did she burn her hand on my cigarette?
Is it? It's in your mouth as you're yelling that?
Oh, I lit it up right after I said it. But I guess she caught me before that.
Oh, yeah. So you all definitely see that.
Drop my lighter and my cigarette.
Holy shit.
Jules just falls like backwards, like on her ass. It's like, whoa. Like
faints?
Not faints, but just like stumbles back. Because we were all standing up, you know, together kind of in a group, I guess. And all of a sudden this
kind of a clump.
Yeah, this stranger has teleported between us, more or less, and is now behind me. Let's go ahead and say she's behind me now. So yeah, I'd turn around and just be like eyes and mouth agape, terrified.
Is she a... Are you a superhero?
That is the coolest thing I have ever seen, she says, and like...
Carl's just slapping Dunty.
Does this mean she's a gray?
And that's where we're going to call it. Boy, howdy. That was an exciting adventure, guys. Well, thank you all, everyone who came out to listen. Thank you to the players for being a part of this mysterious and strange and kind of weird adventure.
Mm-hmm.
I have been your game master, Matthew M. Morris. You can find me on Twitter at Matthew M. Morris. If you like the show as a whole, you can go ahead and follow Geekly Inc. on Twitter. And we'll let you know the next times that we're recording. You can also head over to geeklyinc.com and learn more about all of the other wonderful shows that are on Geekly Inc., like the Greeting Adventurers podcast, or the Brute Force podcast, or is Naruto Revuto on there?
Yeah.
But hey, where else can they find you guys?
I'm on Twitter at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm on Twitter at Animated Me with the E's as threes.
I'm at Punk 1290.
I'm at JW Scalf.
I'm at the inactive account, the Subpar Hojo.
Is it inactive? Like, really?
I haven't touched it in like 2 months.
Okay, well, you're still there. I mean, we believe in you. I believe in you.
Or you can find me on Final Fantasy.
Hey, guys, you know, that was great and random. That was random.
That was random.
That was random.
That was random.
That was random.
Background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.
With special guest, Matt Sperlin.
Hello.
Oh, and Shiro.
He is here.
He says hello. Shiro says meow.
Outside of his, he was in his car, I believe.
I think you were outside the car because it's like the intermission now, so this is the time to like get up and walk
when
around.
He asked for it originally.
Oh.
And we pretend like we didn't even have one.
It really hasn't been that long since we played, has it?
No, it hasn't. February.
A lot of things have happened since then, Matthew.
Yeah.
For the audience, we're recording this on March 19th, 2020, and boy howdy.
I thought I was going to lose my job today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, I saw gas for $1.97 in Virginia today, and I was like, wow.
That hurts my heart.
Yikes.
Ugh.
All right, so if
God, what a world!
If we are,
what a world!
If we're still outside, then I guess we could just
yes
pick up from that.
Yeah, Carly, what does she want? How does she? How
I feel like you can take control of her.
All right, fine. Jeez, fine. All right.